Good morning. My name is Will Green, and this is the new show for the 1st of November 2017. Wow, November's here already. Christmas is just around the corner, it feels at least. Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Okay, this is the first story. Google dropped everything to fix burger emoji. This is a bizarre one. It's a nice little story. Google CEO Sundar Pichai, or is it Pinchar? I don't know. Has tasked employees returning to work on Monday morning with one key objective, and that is to fix the burger emoji. The tech giant's Big Cheese. This is some. There's some terrible puns in here. Stepped in after a tweet from author Thomas Begdahl highlighted inconsistency in the different tech companies' burger construction. So the big difference between the Apple one and the Google one. Apple's burger places the cheese on the top of the burger and the lettuce underneath the burger, okay? Which sort of, I would have put the lettuce on the top, personally. Whereas Google's burger puts the cheese on the bottom and the lettuce on the top. So who's to say what's right? But I'm sure they both taste the same. If you could taste them, which you can't, because they're emoji. Apple prioritised YouTubers over mainstream tech press for iPhone 10 reviews. iPhone review day has arrived. Early Tuesday morning, dozens of tech and mainstream media outlets published their first impressions of the phone. It is well-timed ritual that repeats every year a few days before Apple's latest flagship phone reaches the stores. Except this time around, a few YouTubers had a head start on the news and were able to publish their first impressions the day before. So isn't that the way things are going now? That so traditional mainstream outlets for the tech press and for any press really are being usurped almost by YouTube, which is maybe more popular, I don't know, than traditional ways of getting that information out. I mean, if we look at the way we've transitioned in media from sort of magazines and paper across to online mainstream tech, and then it's now transitioning, it looks like, to YouTube, to reviews by social media rather than traditional ways. I don't know what is better. I think it's important to have some sort of professionalism in reviews and so forth, rather than being self-governed, but we'll wait and see how it works out. Coders of the world unite. Where's my anonymous mask? Let me get back to the story. Silicon Valley workers curb the power of big tech. Big tech is broken, apparently. Suddenly, a wide range of journalists and politicians agree on this. For decades, most of the media in the political establishment accepted Silicon Valley's promise that they would be not evil, as the first Google Code of Corporate Conduct puts it. But the past few months have brought a constant stream of negative stories about both internal culture of the tech industry and the effect it's having on society. That's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, things are changing, I suppose, in a similar way to the last story, that coders and the power of social media is influencing and helping mediate what these big companies have been telling us for years. So I think the Google policy of do no evil should be applauded, but it's great also to have independent leads, I suppose. Right, oh yeah, I mentioned this in yesterday's news story about there was a bit of doom and gloom on Wall Street, the tech bubble had burst type of thing, and the stock market wasn't going particularly well. But this story, and I said it will always bounce back, because it does, but this story says Wall Street ends strong October higher as tech staples lead. I'm guessing yesterday's story was a bit of an anomaly. Conductive thread stores data in clothes without built-in technology. How about this? New technology may soon enable you to get into your home or office with nothing more than your coat, wristband or tie. Who editizes this? Scientists at the University of Washington have found a way to create a smart folder. A smart fabric, there's a part of my apple roots, using only conductive thread with no other added electronics. The team manipulated on the polarity of magnetized fabric and cloth patches to encode different types of data, which so far can include 2D images and passwords. The data can then be read with a standard smartphone using its inbuilt magnetometer. So you just rock up to your home and the door opens automatically for you. What happens if you lose your tie or somebody pinches your coat? I don't know. Reminds me a bit of that Amazon thing that you can allow Amazon people to drop your packages inside your house. I don't know, not too sure about that myself. Anyway, I digress slightly. Microsoft top female engineer leaves. Microsoft Corp said Julie Larson Green, who oversaw Office software experience, was once the company's most senior female executive in an engineering role, has left to pursue new opportunities. Larson Green, who spent almost 25 years at the software maker, has been on leave since May. Previously, she was in charge of Windows software and hardware and spearheaded the radical shift in the redesign of Windows 8, the fully OS acronym. I don't know much about Windows, but wasn't Windows 8 the bad one? Am I wrong in saying that? I might be. That aroused some users' ear, whatever, and added the ribbon design to the top of the Office screen after a brief stint. Heading up hardware, she returned to the Office group in recent years. And finally in the news, just another Microsoft story to balance things out. Microsoft's 365 for small business, small and medium business, is now generally available. Microsoft 365 lets businesses subscribe to a bundle with Office 365, Windows 10, and the company's mobile device management, MDM tools. The early focus of the program was enterprises, but a few months ago, the company also launched a preview version of 365 for SMBs. Also coming out of beta are the company's tools for managing email marketing campaign, which is called Microsoft Connection, creating invoices called Microsoft Invoicing, and keeping tabs on business online presence on search engine, social media, and Yelp Microsoft listing. So that's all good. So Microsoft are steaming ahead with their cloud offering. And that's a wrap for today's news. Have a great day, and we'll speak again tomorrow.